Mets and the Braves on Tuesday from Citi Field. R.A. Dickey was dazzling on and off the mound.
Here's the pitch to Aoki. A little dribbler off to the left of the mound. Dickey's got it. Throws to first, falling down as he does. And it's in time to get Aoki. Two men away.
2-2 pitch. Swing, high fly ball. Well hit left field. Going to go. Dickey gives one up to Plawecki. Two-run home run. On a knuckleball that didn't knuckle that much. Up comes the apple. Yes, it does tonight. And just like that, the Mets are back to within 3-2. R.A. Dickey left the game and had a tip of the hat with kind of a grand flourish to the Met fans that were behind him.
Freeman from the stretch, his first pitch. Swinging a drive towards the gap in left center. Enciarte back. He makes the catch. A diving catch in the alley. Tagging at third and coming in to score the tying run is Aoki. Holding at second is Reyes. Enciarte does it to the Mets again on one hand as he saves one run. But the Mets do score the tying run on the sack fly by Cabrera. And we're all even 3-3. Minter sets. Checks the runners. Here's the 2-2 to Tyrone. Fastball hit in the air to left, pretty deep. Back goes Peterson, reaches out, can't get it. It's in for a hit. Mets are going to win. Around third, Lagares. He scores standing. Put it in the books. Travis Tyrone, the hero.
The Mets make it two in a row over the Braves with a come-from-behind 4-3 victory on Tuesday. It spoils a good performance from R.A. Dickey of Atlanta. He goes 6 2/3, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, no walks, striking out 4. Kevin Plawecki for the Mets, 2-for-4, drove in a pair. Brandon Nimmo, 2-for-4. The Mets come from behind and pick up a dramatic 4-3 victory over the Braves at Citi Field Tuesday. And after the game, here's Mets manager Terry Collins.
Those are just great stories. Those are memories that, you know, he'll have forever, no matter how long, if he plays in the big leagues for the rest of his career or whatever happens. You know, he got a big hit to win a game. And, you know, I spent a long time in AAA myself, so I know exactly what it's like to get those opportunities. And for Travis, who's, you know, been a great soldier through it all. He just keeps going out and putting up numbers every year and finally getting an opportunity. And I think it's real cool that, you know, we gave him that opportunity.
I know we seemingly talk about whichever catcher is out there every night, but have you been surprised at all by just how effective that platoon has been with those guys almost splitting time evenly?
I really have, Steve. I mean, it could be the competition that's doing it. I certainly know that Kevin went down with bound and determined to come back and play better than he did when he was here the first time, and he's done that on both sides of the ball. And Travis is just, I think Travis, and to be honest, certainly the rest, some days off have helped. So, but together they've put up some nice numbers here in the last 6 weeks.
Tony.
Just to follow up on the catchers, how viable a strategy do you feel that could be over a full season?
Well, Tony, I'll tell you what it does. It allows you to, if you need to pinch hit and they're swinging the bats, you can pinch hit them. You can use them. And that means a lot. You don't have to really save somebody. So I just think if you can do that, if you can certainly, and I don't have a number, 1970, something like that. You know, I don't think it has to be 81 and 81, but it certainly, I do believe if you can give your A guy enough days off, he'll be more effective. And I think if you could do it over a season, I think you got a chance to see something a lot of teams haven't done before, and that's keep a rested catcher in the game, and I think they can do some damage. Both these guys got a chance to swing the bat.
Rich.
On Plawecki, one of the things he said when he came back, Terry, was that he was going to try to overthink things. He was going to try to be more instinctual than he was. Have you seen that from him? Less, more of a kind of smooth delivery at the plate and stance and things like that?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe. You know, this is at this level, because of all the numbers and all the video and all the other things, there is a mental side of preparation that you have to have. You just can't walk up there with no knowledge. You got to have a game plan, and I think that's helped. But I'll tell you what I think Kevin's done. I think he didn't take for granted that this was going to be here, and I think he went down and said, "Look, I'm going to go up there and win the job. So I'm going to play down here." And he put up great numbers. And I've been very, very impressed with the way he's handled the pitching staff. His prep before the game, he talks to Dan a lot during the game about guys coming up the next inning. They got their iPads right there now that they, you know, certainly have what we want to try to do strategically, and they're using them. And I think that Kevin has said, "Hey, look, I got some work to do. It's not just going to get handed to me. I got to go out and get the job." And he's played great.
Rookie Travis Tyrone ended it with a game-winning single with two on and one out in the ninth, and he talks about his first career game winner on the field.
It's an unbelievable feeling. I can't really say too much more than that. It feels good, you know. We go out there and drive the ball, just looking for something good to hit, you know.
Yeah, what is your approach in that spot? You get two strikes on you. How do you try and change your approach there once you fall behind in that count?
My approach never changed. You know, it's about to win the ball game. That's all I wanted to do, so.
Travis, Kevin Plawecki, a home run tonight. He scores the game-winning run. You played a lot with him this season in AAA. What had you seen out of him this year down there that he's been able to carry through here to the major leagues this last month?
You know, he's got a great approach to the game, and, you know he's going to get the job done.
The series finale on Wednesday has Sean Newcomb taking the mound for Atlanta against Robert Gesellman of the Mets.